From NPR and WBUR Boston, it's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young. Egyptian troops opened fire on supporters of ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi today. There have been fatalities. These supporters came out after days of protests by Morsi's opponents. Meanwhile, Morsi's ouster is also reverberating throughout the region with the same divide. Some see it as an attack on democracy, others as a rescue from extremism. For instance, Syrian President Assad is applauding the overthrow, while Turkey's Islamist government is damning it. It's complicated. And NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Istanbul, Turkey, to help us understand. And Peter, start in neighboring Syria, where embattled President Assad is fighting off an uprising of his own, and yet he applauds the Egyptian military deposing Morsi. Explain.
Well, Bashar al-Assad was happy to see this move on a couple levels. You're right, seeing a government toppled by force is not an image he's likely to embrace right about now. But you have to remember that under Morsi, Egypt took a strong stand on behalf of the Syrian rebels. There were even some speeches that could be interpreted as encouraging young Egyptian men to go fight in Syria. So on a personal level, Assad is glad to see Morsi go, but he's also eager to hammer a nail in the coffin of political Islam. He's watched Islamist parties gain footholds in countries around the region, something he and his father Hafez fought for decades to avoid in Syria. Now, it is quite a change from not that long ago when Syria joined in with Egypt under Nasser to form the United Arab Republic. But this new Muslim Brotherhood-led Egypt is not to Assad's taste at all. And frankly, it's only supported by a portion of the opposition, for that matter.
And Assad might also want to underscore that he believes that there are some Islamists who have joined the uprising against him. But you're, as we said, in Turkey, where the ruling party has Islamist roots, as did Morsi, yet they're condemning his ouster. Explain that.
Well, Turkey is quite opposed to this intervention. Foreign Minister Davutoğlu also made sure to call it a coup, unlike so many other euphemisms we've been hearing, extra constitutional measures, a popular impeachment or a recall, there's a few that I've heard. But Mr. Davutoğlu said, no, it was a military coup. It is unacceptable. Now, we should note that under Morsi, Egypt has been an ally of Turkey and a good market for Turkish goods. But again, there's a historical angle here. A series of Turkish governments were upended by military coups from the 1960s through the 90s here. It's only in recent years that the ruling parties brought the army under the control of civilians. There are a lot of complaints about how that happened, but in broad terms, at this point, Turkey seems to have it right with the military under control of the elected civilian leaders. So when they see what's going on in Egypt now, they get a bit dismayed.
Well, and Turkey was positioning itself, Turkish leaders were positioning themselves as moderate Islamists. It would be to their favor to condemn someone that's being positioned as someone who is overreaching. But Turkey is also seeing protests by secularists who think that the Turkish government is overreaching.
Well, that's absolutely right. And just to be clear on their own view of themselves, the ruling AK party here says they don't call themselves Islamist moderates or otherwise. They say they are the defenders of Turkey's secular government. They just all happen to be very devout Muslims. To speak of these recent challenges to Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, these anti-government protests are by far the biggest challenges he's faced in a decade. And it has jolted the political scene here. But I think even the bottom line has to be, given the strength of the economy and the weakness of both the military and the political opposition here, the only change you're going to see will be at the ballot box. And so far, even that seems unlikely.
Peter Kenyon, NPR correspondent in Istanbul, Turkey. Peter, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.